Blog Talk Radio.
Through your Holy Spirit. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some more music, okay? Okay. Here we go. Let me just get it open. Okay, I thought I had it open, but evidently I did not. Okay, so, okay, here we go. Right now.
it will be light when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Got it. love is my reward. Your love is my reward. When every day is just another struggle, every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart is crying out for more. My reason.
Amen. Oh, I hope you all enjoyed the praise and worship part of the show. Well, let's now get into the first message, okay? The devotional is titled The Joy of the Lord. See, we have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of his desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. Jesus came to bring about the fullness of joy in man. See, often we see Christians and Messianics who are not exhibiting a lifestyle of joy, and therefore we assume God is not a happy God. We see all the darkness that surrounds and assume that God is most angry or sad. But in John 17:13, Jesus prayed to the Father, "But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." So Jesus' prayer in John 17:13 demonstrates two important life-changing truths for you and me today. First, Jesus had joy. We could not have this joy fulfilled in us if he doesn't have joy to start with. And the whole of Scripture supports the truth that within God dwells the fullness of joy. In Psalms chapter 16, verse 11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." And Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 tells us that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The God whom you have been filled with at salvation longs to produce a fruit of joy in your life. He longs to make you a joyful person from the inside out, that your joy wouldn't be based on circumstances or the fleeting whims of the world. Second, John 17 tells us that we can have joy of Jesus for ourselves. The God of joy longs to fill you to overflowing with satisfaction and hope. He longs to make your joy abundant and transcendent of the good or bad around you. God is joyful because it's part of his nature, and he longs for it to be the same with you. So do you believe that God is a joyful God? Have you experienced how happy he is? Have you met him and encountered the joy and peace in his heart toward you? And Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you in loud singing." God longs to meet with you today and fill you with joy to overflowing. In Romans chapter 15:13, Paul prays, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So joy is available to you today as you believe. There is hope in the Holy Spirit. So come to God today with all your cares and burdens. Lay them at his feet and allow him to fill you with peace and joy where only heaven is abounded. God longs to set you free from the burdens of anxiety. He longs to lead you to a life of happiness and freedom in the Spirit. As you enter into guided prayer, choose to commit to God anything that has been weighing you down. Come before him with faith that he will shepherd you into greener pastures as you offer him your heart and follow his guidance. So first, meditate on God's desire to fill you with the joy of Jesus. Okay? John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So secondly, lay your burdens at the feet of God. What concern, problems, circumstances, or relationship has been weighing on you? What has been stealing your joy lately? Cast all your cares at the feet of your Heavenly Father, who loves you. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Thirdly, ask God to fill you with joy unexpressible. Okay, ask him to reveal to you his joy and to help you bear the fruit of his spirit. Also, you see, oftentimes we allow ourselves to be continually downcast rather than fighting for the joy available to us in God. So joy is a pivotal part of the Christian and Messianic life. We are not made to carry burdens that steal our joy and keep us from the abundant life Jesus died to give us. Psalm 16, verse 6 says, "The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." So God has plans to lead you to a life filled with fullness of joy. May you pursue all the wonders and blessings God has in store for you today through the powerful sacrifice of Jesus. I highly recommend reading Psalm chapter 16. It will bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. So, let me ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight? If you don't, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you walking through life aimlessly, not knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Okay, maybe you're not successful in anything that you do. Maybe, you know, you're lost, but you're needing to be found. Okay, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, like an addiction, like to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating. You see, God can take those away, but guess what? In order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, what can he do for you? He can't do nothing for you because he does not know you. Okay, so I ask you, are you ready to open your heart to the Lord Jesus and ask him into your life and get that happiness and joy that I talked about earlier? If so, okay, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Now, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, "May the Lord bless you, and may he always, I mean always, keep you highly favored." Amen? Well, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in tonight, okay, at area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Okay, and that would be a blessing. Because, you see, when you come on and you tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you could trickle 10 others. And that 10 could trickle 100. And that 100 could trickle 1,000. And it keeps on going and going and going. You just don't know what one person can do by calling in and saying they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, I'll give you that number. It's 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen. All right, we're going to play a song here that's going to, for after the altar call. Here we go.
You are my fortress. Oh.
call these lungs to sing once again. I will pray to Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. The silence here, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Okay, well, Angel of the North, I wanted to let you know that no, this is not Pastor Kent's show. This is Dr. Pastor Ken's show. Okay, he won't be coming back until later on in April. Hopefully, in a couple weeks, he'll be on, so you can catch it then. Okay, all right. So, yes, Pastor Ken is very godly, okay? Yes. So anyway, okay, we're going to bring on Tony F. He's going to do the Bible reading for us today, and I'm going to bring them on right now. Here we go. It's titled Application of God's Law, Part 1. And it's Exodus 21, verse 1.
And tonight you guys can honestly say you got somebody out of a sick bed to come share the Bible with you. But before I do that, I just want to say something. A lot of people ask who I am and why I think I can read the Bible. I just want to say this. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not here to sermonize. I'm simply here to share the word that is in the Bible. I'm a layman, just like the rest of you. 30-some-odd years ago, the doctor said I had about a year to live. And I turned to the Lord then, and I've been with him every day since. 30-plus years later, I'm a survivor. Because only through the Lord's light can you get there. So, when I come on and read for y'all, that's all I'm doing. I'm just sharing what is directly written in the Bible. I'm not making it up. It is what it is. So I appreciate y'all and letting me share the Bible with you, and I will continue to do so as long as I'm possible, as long as it's possible for me to. Exodus 21, 1, Psalms 20, 1, 3, Proverbs 6, 32. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. However, if he did not lie in wait, but God delivered him into his hands, then I will appoint you a place where he may flee. But if a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you shall take him from my altar, that he may die. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother, surely put to death. If men contend with each other, and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he rises again and walks about outside with his staff, then he who struck him shall be acquitted. He shall only pay for the loss of his time, and shall provide for him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man beats his male or female servant with a rod, so that he dies under his hands, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he remains alive a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his property. If men fight and a woman with a child, and hurt a woman with a child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished accordingly as the woman's husband imposes on him. And he shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, and stripe for stripe. If a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of that eye. And if he knocks out the tooth of his male or female servant, he shall let them go free for the sake of that tooth. If an ox gores a man or a woman to death, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox shall be acquitted. But if the ox tended to thrust with its horn in times past, and it has been made known to his owner, and he has not kept it confined, so that it has killed a man or woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner shall also be put to death. If there is imposed on him a sum of money, then he shall pay to redeem his life, whatever is imposed on him. Wherever it was gored, a son or gored a daughter, according to this judgment, it shall be done to him. If the ox gores a male or female servant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or donkey falls in it, the owner of the pit shall make it good. He shall give money to their owner, but the dead animal shall be his. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it and sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. If the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. He should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft is certainly found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox or donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed, give me one moment. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, but it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods. For any kind of trespass, whether it concerns an ox, a donkey, a sheep, or clothing, or for any kind of lost thing which another claims to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whomever the judges condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, is hurt, or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of the Lord shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's good, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good. But if in fact it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner. If it is torn to pieces by a beast, then he shall bring it in as evidence, and he shall not make good what was torn. If a man borrows anything from his neighbor and it becomes injured or dies, the owner of it not being with it, he shall surely make it good. If its owner was with it, he shall not make it good. If it was hired, it came for its hire. If a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the bride price of virgins. You shall not permit a sorceress to live. Whoever lives with an animal shall surely be put to death. He who sacrifices to any god, except to the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppose him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you lend money to any of my people, you are poor among you. You shall not be like a moneylender to him, and you shall not charge him interest. Let's finish with words of worship, Psalms 1 and 3. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. I'm going to finish up with Proverbs 6:3-3. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. So that's where I want to leave you tonight. I enjoy sharing and spending this time with you. Like I said, it's all just about sharing the Bible, which I've read almost every other day of my life. I was raised with the Bible, and I still look for it to get me through. And I hope all of you do, too. I want to make a quick announcement that sometime next week, Ken and I will be reading the Bible together. We're going to do the Easter story, which is the story of the crucifixion and the resurrection. We hope you'll join us that night. There will be no music, probably, because it's a rather long story, but we hope you all gather, enjoy it, and enjoy this Easter season. So I'm going to let you go back to Ken now. Bless you all, and God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Amen. Well, you still have it, Tony. You read that with passion.
As I crawl back in bed.
Yes, you crawl back in bed. Amen. Okay, the passion still sticks. Amen. Okay, well, tomorrow is going to be Application of God's Law Part 2, and it's going to be Exodus 23, verse 1. Okay. Something to look forward to, right, guys? I know. Amen. Okay, as long as Tony F. reads the Bible, okay, it makes me really encouraged, okay, to sit there and preach the word to you, okay, and give out the final message, which is going to be the prophetic word, okay? But until then, okay, let's play some more music. Amen. All right. Alrighty. Okay. Here we go.
Money, gold, that's a high price. He's so close, don't you close, thinking that she might.
I'm going to go into the final message, okay, for tonight, which is the prophetic word, okay? And this goes out to people who needs it, okay, and you know who you are. The Father says today, this is your season of enrichment. I am fortifying you and strengthening you for the campaign of total victory unfolding before you even now. Step forward with feet shod, okay, with my good news. Outcome is assured. Okay, your part is to walk out what I have already provided for and give evidence of my goodness in the land of the living. There are triumphs coming to you right now for the express purpose of having crowns to cast at my feet. Worship and warfare involve conquest and the spoiling of the enemy. You will lay hold of the spoil of the enemy and bring captives forth to new liberty and victory by your word and by your testimony. Let the shout of triumph be in your mouth this day, says the Father. All things are new. The old has passed away. No more to impede or hinder you in any manner. Yesterday, last week, last month, last year is rolled up as a scroll and delivered into the archives of heaven. Your focus is to be on your now and what I'm bringing about of my graciousness and my favor in your life and in your situation. Reach out by your obedience and lay hold of all that I have accorded you. Okay, the bounty of heaven is at your disposal. The finished work of Calvary is working in your behalf. My yes and amen are at your side, willing you to move forward in faith, knowing as you yield fully to my purpose, my plan, and my spirit, that everything you say and do will be as effective as I said it or did it. Amen. Well, like I said, this goes out to the ones who need the most, so I hope you are blessed by this prophetic word, okay? And so, God bless you, and take a heed of it. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to play a little bit more music again, and then we're going to go with the closing prayer. Okay? All righty. Here we go. Now let's go with the closing prayer. Amen. Lord our God, we turn our faces to you and plead with you to come to us earthly and often tormented people, Lord. May we find strength in the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom redemption is promised to us all. May your kingdom at last be revealed and everything change for the better, even though we do not see it, Lord. May we always honor your name above all others, for you are our Father, and we want to hold fast to your grace that lets us call you Father, Lord. In our troubled times, we want to have enduring faith that you can bring a new time when good shall at least emerge from all distress, Lord. Grant that every broken and needy person may experience your help, your grace, and your salvation, and may know that these always surround us, Lord, if only your eyes are open to see and recognize them. So we always want to thank and praise you and at last know the joy of eternity to your glory and honor. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to close this out, okay, with a song, okay? So I want to say I want to thank you to all my listeners, okay, on the link, as well as the ones that have called in and all the ones on the chat. So may God bless you until tomorrow for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. See you then. So here's the song. Thank you. have a blessed night tonight. Okay? See you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Okay?